Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see everybody today. We want to welcome all of you on this Worldwide Communion Sunday. We are glad that you are with us today in worship and can join together. And we want to welcome all of those that may be listening later on this week online and can connect up that way. And we are going to be continuing in our series on how do we live in the goodness of God. So as we begin together, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Join together there for our call to worship. The banquet table is prepared. God calls us to feast.
We have come from east and west, from north and south, to sit together at the Lord's table.
Compassion, love, and grace pour out like fine wine.
God's word is bread for our journey.
Let us join others around the world to share in God's gifts.
Let us taste and see
that the Lord is good. Well, let's join together this morning. You can turn into your hymn book to hymn number 29. We sing the greatness of our God, or you can join along on the PowerPoint this morning.
Sing the greatness of our God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing sea abroad, and built the lofty sky. We sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day.
Join together there for our opening prayer. We ask, Lord, that during this hour, you will lead us in your way, teach us your truth, and share with us your very life, so that your name may be honored, our lives may be enriched, and our world may be blessed. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and I'm going to invite our kids to come down this morning. We got a boatload of them. I don't know, Miss Rhea may need some help downstairs this morning. Woo! I love it. Poor Chase. Oh, nope, you're not being taken over by girls. There's another boy.
Not completely.
Not now, not everybody was here last Sunday, but I talked about, remember I talked about how many of you like to get a hug? Yeah, hugs are good, isn't it? And I talked about how when we get hugs from God, by the way, God takes care of us and is good to us. Well, guess what? We get to share that too. We get to share giving out hugs, don't we? And telling others and showing God's love to others. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to do good for all of you. What do I got in here? It's brown.
And it's a brownie.
It smells good and it's a brownie. Yes, okay. Now I cut them into little pieces. So I'm going to each ask you. Oh, somebody's licking her chops this morning. I'm going to each ask you to. Hey, if you're going to turn that on, make sure you flip it to cool. I know, I see some people getting warm. So I'm going to share. I'm going to do good to you guys today. And while you're eating this brownie piece, I'm going to keep it simple this morning. All I want you to remember is because God is good to us, we are to be good to others and share with others. Hugs, love, compliments, brownies, cookies. Chase is always going in and raiding our freezer and taking popsicles out to the neighbor kids.
As if you don't keep on stealing Oreo cookies and other cookies.
That she's got hidden somewhere. All right, are you ready? Okay, grab one. Oh, you picked a good one, that's a big one. No, you don't have to take one. There you go. Yay. Okay, guess what? Now, before you start eating, why don't you go on downstairs? And then you can eat it when you're down there, and then you can shoot it out for Miss Maria. You can go on downstairs.
I love this. This is so wonderful. What a blessing. So if it starts to get too cool, you may have to kick it up because it's set on a certain temperature for heat. But if it gets that cool in here, people will be cold. So even I don't have it that low. All right, let's go to our time of prayer this morning. If you have your joys or concerns, we're going to give you a chance to share those this morning. So let's begin. Anybody have a joy or concern they'd like to share? Go ahead. Yes, I heard about that, and that's Connie Clevenger's niece. Passed away suddenly. She's just a few years younger than me. And yes, and so we want to remember the Sullenberger family. Somebody else, yes.
Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken this morning, and we know God knows what those are. Oh, got lots.
Oh boy.
Okay, so we definitely want to keep Cameron for his leg in our prayers this morning when he was in that accident. And so we definitely, I need to get him on our weekly list then. I saw another hand, go ahead.
We would put her father on the prayer, monthly prayer.
name is Dennis, and he has a very serious form of melanoma.
Okay, so we want to pray for the Argabright family with the loss of the loved one, and then for Dennis with this case of melanoma. And definitely want to keep those. Others I saw, yeah, go ahead, Carol. Okay, I heard the name Jeremy, but I didn't hear any of the rest. So you got to speak up there. Oh, wow, okay. Wow. So that's throat cancer, I guess, or you could call it that way. Yes, go ahead, Al. Unspoken, okay. Another one, yes.
Richard Bretzel.
Yes. So we want to remember Jeff in our prayers with the open heart surgery. And then Richard, yes, he's on our list there as he had a tumor removed out of his bladder. And so we're wanting to keep him in our prayers. And I'm not sure where that's going to go after that, but we'll find out more. Unspoken. Yep. Others. Go ahead, Betty. Okay, so we want to keep Mike in our prayers, concerned about pneumonia. Okay, right.
I just want to say thank you for Greg and myself for the cards during my past surgery and his two surgeries.
Well, we thank God that everything went well, even though through all of that craziness that happened, and yes. You know, when I went through that myself and had to have my back surgery, it sure reminded me a lot that I'm not in control, because that was the worst part of the whole thing, was feeling like I had no control at that moment, Dan. Yeah, so somebody else. Yeah.
Arden Zimmerman, she's in office chair. She's quite a bit before that.
What's the first name?
Arlene.
Arlene, okay, thank you. Yes. 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 Somebody was sharing that. Well, that might have been you at the volleyball game, might have been. Somebody was sharing something about Arlene with me. I don't remember who that was in the last few days, so I don't know. Yes, but we want to keep her in our prayers. And anybody else this morning?
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Right back here.
Richard.
Yes. We want to keep Richard. Oh, I think I moved him over to the monthly, but I think he was there. But yes, definitely want to keep Richard. He had surgery on both of his hands. He's very, very weak in his legs. This is just the first round of a multiple series of surgeries that he's going to have. I do not know all the details or what he's been diagnosed with. Because he, remember I told you about the numbness going up his arms and hands. Or his hands and arms, and then also his legs. And so definitely needs our prayers. Okay, there was multiple other ones here. Yeah.
Thank you for all that you've done.
Yes, yes. And we're thankful that you're doing good. And where are they? There they are, back there. Thank you for the ladies back there, that they've come through that and it wasn't serious. So we're grateful about that. A few of our folks. And you know what? And I just want to say this. I've said it to a few people behind the scenes. Thank you so much. You guys have done just a wonderful job. When you just don't feel just right, you stay home and make sure, because out of that, we've had a few that's ended up getting COVID, but it's protected our community. And so we thank God for that. We want to remember Georgia too. I think she's doing better. I think she's had some people visiting her. She wants to stay home, she said, for another week. And even though I think she's gotten a negative test, but we want to remember Georgia Springer in our prayers, asking for God's continued touch. Someone else. Yep.
I have a message from Paul from India. He's not going to be allowed to travel this year, but is hoping to come in March next year. But they have not been out of their house for now for 2 years. So his sermon gets stickier. He's very patient for that. But he is busy not helping with caramels or the activity at the church.
Yep, we put him to work that one winter, didn't we? And he loved it. So, and Kathy's told me that his family listens to the service online in India. So there you go. What a blessing that is. So, yes, and we know that in the past months, I don't know where they're at now, but a month or so ago, it was really getting bad in India again. So, and anybody else this morning? Yeah, yeah, and it was. And it was really great seeing the people that drove through, and yeah. And we even had our littlest one, Bryn, who was a runner. She was standing out there, and they would say how many meals they needed. She would run into the kitchen and tell us how many we needed, and wow, that was so great. So, yeah. Yes, and also I asked for prayers for Jody's dad. He is doing much better. We're thankful for that. They think he may only need one more week of rehab because he's up at Upper Valley on the rehab floor there on that first floor, that back wing. And so we appreciate your prayers for him. Anybody else then? Yes. That, is that the Cron family or is that another?
Well,
what's the last name?
Her last name was Kyber. Jack Kyber is her dad. But it's Tammy Cron's father.
Yeah. So we want to remember the Kyber family. And you know what? I don't know. There's been at least two more in the school district, people that have passed away that I've seen on Facebook. A gentleman that was like my age again. Harrison, yes.
Garrison.
Garrison, okay, yeah. So we want to remember the Garrison family, yes. And I thought maybe people would bring up the others, and I can't remember who the other one was, so, yeah.
Yeah, Betty wants to thank everybody for her prayer and cards, too, for her. Manalilicals provide this week four radiation treatments to her belly, one laser treatment to her brain, one trip to ER, and one fall.
Yeah.
This week.
Yes, yeah, I know. And it yes, so we definitely want to keep Betty and pray for Tom, too. And, yes, yeah, so. Any others, then? All right, so as she plays this morning, lots of names. I just ask you to lift up some of those names that come to your mind and lift those people up, and then I'll close us out. Gathered together in your name today, we just celebrate your goodness in our lives. And we're so thankful for all that you're doing. We're thankful for Jesus and what he taught us and what he did for us, that he gave his life that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And we are so grateful. We do have so many things to be grateful for. And Lord, we think about so many that have been mentioned today, Lord, that are just in need of healing and grace and faith and strength and peace and comfort. God, we just lift these families up. Kyber family, Georgia, Betty this morning, Richard, Arlene, Jeff, Richard, Lord, the Sullenberger family, Cameron, God, the Argabright family, Dennis, Jeremy, Mike, Lord, Bruce, the Garrison family, Lord. Lord, if we're thinking anybody else that I'm forgetting, Lord, and we just lift them all up to you today for these three unspoken needs, God. Lord, we know that you are able to meet and work in those situations, and we just ask that you would just provide strength and healing and faith and courage and comfort. Some of these are facing difficult times. Some need strength today, Lord, for what they're going through and what they're facing right now. And God, we just ask that you would be with each one of them. And Lord, we continue to lift up our first responders and our doctors and nurses and emergency room people and all those that are working on the front lines. We think about our men and women that are serving around the world in different places. Lord, we think about our world leaders and the different ones that are facing today, and our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world that are celebrating communion today. Some of them may be experiencing persecution and hardship and difficulties. Some may be facing, like we are, situations with COVID and in their communities and in their church families. And God, we just lift all of those up today. And we just ask for your grace and your peace and the love of Christ to just be shed abroad in our hearts and minds as we gather for worship. And we're grateful for that. And for our family right here together today, Lord, each one that's here and those that shared their joys also. And God, we're just thankful for what you're doing in our midst and all that happened yesterday, and just the blessing of being able to serve and be a blessing, and to also in the process to raise monies to further our, to be a missions work and different things. And we're thankful for all of that. And we pray your blessing upon the rest of our time together as we break the bread and eat or drink of the cup, Lord, and eat of the bread at the table. May your grace just be extended into our lives, and that people will experience that grace and that forgiveness and that love and that peace that they need today so that they can go out to serve you faithfully in the weeks to come. And we thank you for all these things as we ask it in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Well, we want to thank you for your faithfulness and giving as we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Giver of all that we need, you have filled our hearts with joy and our hands with abundance. With thanks and joy, we bring these gifts, offering ourselves in communion with you and all with all creation. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture readings this morning are coming from several passages. I had shared that I was going to continue using the two from Psalm 31:19 and 1 Peter 2:9 as kind of our theme passages for our series. And then I said I would add along some others, and I have two passages from the book of Acts that I would like to share with you this morning. So, Psalm 31:19, how great is the goodness that you reserve for those who honor you, that you commit to those who take refuge in you in the sight of everyone. And then 1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people who are God's own possession. You have become this people so that you may show others the goodness of God, the one who called you out of darkness into his amazing light. And then in Acts, we're going to look at Acts chapter 9, verse 36, and then Acts chapter 10, verses 36 through 38. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name was Dorcas. Her life overflowed with good works and compassionate acts on behalf of those in need. And then in Acts 10, 36 through 38, this is the message of peace he sent to the Israelites by proclaiming the good news through Christ Jesus. He is Lord of all. You know what happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism John preached. You know about Jesus of Nazareth, whom God anointed with the Holy Spirit and endowed with power. Jesus traveled around doing good and healing everyone oppressed by the devil because God was with him. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. As a stockbroker got out of his BMW, a car slammed into the door of his car, shearing it off the door. When the police arrived, the stockbroker was furious. "See what that idiot did to my beautiful Beamer," he shouts. "Do you know what this car costs?" Sir, the officer said, "you're so worried about your car that you haven't even noticed that your left arm was ripped off too." The stockbroker takes a look where his arm once was and screams, "My Rolex!" Kind of a different perspective, isn't it? I want to talk to you again about living in the goodness of God. Last week, we talked about how it begins with God. And we talked about how, with my two points there, God is good. And that the goodness of God is chasing after us. This morning, I want us to continue in this series. And I've entitled it today, "It Continues With Us." Our passages today that I read from Acts talked about a disciple named Tabitha, who's for some reason, in one verse, she was brought out about how by Luke that she was a person of good works and full of compassionate acts that she went about and did and helped people that were in need in their lives. And then we read the other passage where we are told that Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit of God, and Jesus went about doing good, healing and delivering people. And so this morning, as we kind of continue off of what I talked about last week and then expanding a little bit, and this will continue to expand as we go through this series, I want us to begin with two other things this morning to think about. That play right off of God is good, and God's goodness is chasing us every day of our lives, as we read out of the Psalm 23. So let's look at those this morning real quick. First of all, God's designed us for good. God designed us for good. So immediately we know something about what God is doing. God is good, and God's goodness is chasing after us. And the reason why is because God designed us for good. In fact, God shapes everything for good. Now, at creation, we are told in Genesis 1, which I alluded to last week for a little bit, as we talked a little bit about how God is good and how God declared creation good and declared human beings to be good that God had made. I want you to see, though, that at the very beginning, Genesis 1, 1 and 2, and then going into 3, it tells us that God took what was chaotic and unfit for living and turned it into order and habitation so human beings could live on planet Earth. And as I was thinking about that this week, and last week, it reminds me, and I hope all of us, that everything that God has created, what we sang about in our very first hymn this morning, the flowers and the trees and the stars and the planets and everything, and it's all because of God's goodness. It's all because God has created everything to have a design and a purpose and a function. And all of that is so that you and I can live right here. Carla, I'm going to put you on the spot here for a second. Yesterday, during the pot pie supper, can you tell me what your t-shirt you were wearing says?
Yes. Breathe, the universe is taking care of everything else.
There we go. Breathe, because the universe is taking care of everything else. And I like that. Because of this. Now, you might be saying, well, wait a minute, shouldn't it say God is taking care of everything else? Well, God is taking care of everything else because God created the universe so it would take care of us. And we see that throughout that beginning. Think of it this way. If that's too big to fathom, think of it this way. Think of God taking what is chaotic and turning it into habitability and something of order. Think of a well-played piano. Or for those of you that like golf, if you're a golfer, you know this immediately. A coordinated golf swing. Because if that golf swing isn't just right, if you got to turn this way too far, that way, I mean, there's a whole lot. It's going to go in multiple directions, that ball is. Or think about a well-timed pass, football pass, that we saw yesterday in some of our games that were going on. Or how about for some of you, well, it could be ladies or guys, a beautifully arranged dining room with all your guests coming over. Or those of you that like to plan things, a well-organized event. That's what we're talking about. When God wants good for us, God doesn't want chaos. God doesn't want anarchy. God doesn't want violence and chaos. Because we cannot live and function according to God's kingdom and be a blessing in that kind of mess. And one of the things that we know about from ancient history in Old Testament times and in Greco-Roman times is how violent the world was at times. And God says, hey, listen, we can't have this violence going on. You know, many of you know the story of the flood and what God had to do there because of violence was taking over the earth. Violence is not the answer, even though some people may think that. And the reason why I shared all that is because of what God does in our lives. Here's what God does. God takes our chaotic, messy lives and makes them into something beautiful. That's why we become followers of Christ. That's why we are baptized and we are filled with the Spirit, and why we live in community of faith and put up with one another and work for, you know, and do the things together and have families and all of that, is so that we can be a light in our world. God molds us through the work of the Spirit in our lives. I alluded to this last week. The Holy Spirit, Paul says, is working in our lives to bring forth spiritual fruit. What are those spiritual fruit? Or what is that spiritual fruit? Because it is singular in Paul's language there, even though we would think fruits, but it's singular. Love, joy, peace, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And in my life, I know immediately when I'm not operating in those things. And there's chaos that's going on in my head, and anxiety and worry and frets and sometimes anger and frustration and everything else. And yet God is wanting to speak peace into our lives, peace into us when we're facing those kind of times. That's why Jesus says, take no thought for tomorrow. Why are you worrying about tomorrow? There's enough worries today. He keeps speaking peace to the disciples. And over time, then, the inner working of the Holy Spirit brings about goodness, God's goodness into our lives, where we begin to function in that and live in that, like Tabitha and Jesus. And the result of that is they went about and they did good. When we're angry and frustrated and worried and everything else, it's hard for us to think about others. And that's why God designed us for good. For good. And then that leads me to my second thing, is God's goodness then is active through people, through you and I. We saw that with Jesus and with Tabitha. They are the examples that we were looking at, and we could have looked at a whole host of them. And I saw many of you in operation doing that yesterday. And in times past, I was just talking to Carla and some others about, you know, there's something about when our neighbor's in need and we go over there and bring them some food and pie, or someone lost a loved one, or somebody's going through cancer and they need help. You know, all these different things that we do, that is God's goodness flowing through us. And why is that? Because God's goodness is visible through us. That's what it's all about. Jesus talked about how, so they will see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. When the Apostle Peter summarizes the ministry of Jesus, he says Jesus went about doing good. In other words, Jesus lived his life where there were observable goodness. People saw it. And I was sharing a little bit with the Bible study this morning. I said, sometimes people get upset. They don't like people doing good at times. There's others, though, that love that and will promote it and say all kinds of things. In fact, Paul tells the Romans in Romans 15, 14, he says, I am fully convinced, my brothers and sisters, that you are full of goodness. He saw something operating in that church in Rome. And Paul goes on in Ephesians 5, 9, and says, the fruit of the light of God, consists in all goodness. There's one aspect of this, and we'll talk probably more about others, but there is an aspect of goodness that's really important in Scripture, and that's this one. The primary expression of goodness is generosity. And that's because God is good. God is full of generosity. God is full of grace. He extends those things out to us all the time in our lives and wants then those things to be extended out through us. Jesus tells an interesting parable, and I didn't put it in our reading because it was really long. But if you get a chance to read it in Matthew 20, it's the parable of the vineyard owner and the workers. It's a very unique story that Jesus tells that really is very much real day-to-day life and what was going on in first century Palestine. Jesus teaches that kingdom followers, such as this owner, are good and just because they look out for the vulnerable in society. Now, we know in biblical thinking who the vulnerable are. The poor, the widows, and those kids and children that have lost their parents. And I think about that and think about what God has called us to do. In fact, the good and just owner, Jesus tells us in that story, when some of the first ones that received their daily wage for working in his vineyard become resentful because those that came at the end of the workday but still worked received the same pay as the first ones. I know that's not an American way, is it? But he says, why are you resentful or envious of my goodness or my generosity? And the Greek expression there is, why do you have an evil eye? And I was thinking about that. I thought, oh Lord, I don't want to be that kind of person. I don't want to be the kind of person that fails to reach out and be a blessing. Because those who live in God's goodness are generous people. Let me give you an example as I close out. This past week, I read about a story about NCAA men's basketball coach Tony Bennett. I'm not even sure if he's still there now, but he was the basketball coach of the University of Virginia, at least back in 2019. And after his team won their first ever national championship in 2019, Bennett was offered an extension contract and a substantial pay raise by the university for doing that. Well, guess what? He accepted the extension to continue being the coach, but he had a different idea about the raise they wanted to give him. When the university announced Bennett had accepted the contract, they also announced Bennett asked the raise to be used to pay his staff more and for improvements in both the basketball program and other departments of the Virginia Sports and Athletic Department. Here's what the president said. Quote, Tony's decision to turn down a well-deserved raise and instead invest in his players and the University of Virginia athletics more broadly tells you everything you need to know about him as a leader and as a human being, said University President Jim Ryan. Tony, and this is the president, Tony is one of the most selfless people I've ever met, and this is just the latest example. I share that with you as I read that, and it kind of struck me. Tony Bennett demonstrated what it means to live God's goodness. This kind of example helps form a culture of goodness that's going to happen on that basketball team, at that university, and in that athletic department. And I think the same is true for us. When we do those kind of things that God has called us to do, we make a difference where we work, in our families, and all of aspects of school, church, and society. And individuals acting out of goodness, looking out for others, this is how we live in the goodness of God. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to prepare our hearts this morning to share in communion together. And I'd just like to invite us, as we often do, to join together and to share with our prayer of thanksgiving, confession, and then we will share in communion together. And so if you'd like to pray along with us, I'd invite you to do this as we prepare our hearts today. Let's pray together. Holy One, Protector of the faithful, Spirit of wonder, Bread of heaven, You have called us to live in Your goodness before others, so we might be Your witnesses in good and bad times. Send Your Spirit upon the bread and fruit of the vine, so our eyes may be open and our ears may hear Your voice, ever calling us to share the gifts which we have been given. Sanctify us and help us see ourselves in You, the living body of the risen Christ, broken and poured out to feed a hungry world. Amen. Amen. As we prayed that prayer, I hope that you've received of His grace today and will continue as we share in the elements in just a moment. Receive of His grace, receive of His forgiveness, and receive of that strength that we need to be those witnesses in our world as God's goodness flows through us. I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses, if they would come forward, those that are going to be helping us today as we share together at the table. The table here at Lost Creek is always open to all that want to receive. You don't have to be a member here or even attend here regularly, as I often share, to receive of God's goodness and grace today, this morning.
later, Jesus took the cup and he gave thanks and blessed it and said, "This cup is a new covenant, my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink of it and do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning. The Apostle Paul tells us, as often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. Well, let's just go ahead. We're going to go ahead and stand, and we're going to go ahead and close out this morning with our final chorus there. So if you'll just stand with me, you can turn to 655. You know, when we were talking about how God takes the chaos of our lives and turns it into something beautiful. That's what we're going to sing about. You can follow along on the PowerPoint. Something beautiful this morning. Let's sing it as we leave today. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful out of. Let's sing it one more time. Something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife. He made something beautiful out of my life. You know what the good news is? He's continuing to do that this very day. Let's join together for our benediction. Having been touched by God's love and goodness, we go forward knowing we are designed for good.
We go forward.
Now go forth in God's world, bringing hope and goodness to others. Go in the peace of Christ. Amen.